And we are remembering a musician today whose band gave us these wise words.
Love sings.
Yeah, that's the Jay Giles Band, and their leader guitarist, John Warren Giles, well better known as Jay, died yesterday at the age of 71. This group was strictly a blues band when they got things started in the mid-60s, but they would soon take on a rock and roll swagger.
Yeah, they got this huge, massive regional fan base around Boston, slowly picking up a national following through the 70s, and by the middle of the decade, the Jay Giles Band was opening for groups like the Rolling Stones and Rod Stewart.
Yeah, and their lead singer, Peter Wolf, really was stealing the show. He would twirl the microphone stand like it was a baton, riffing between songs, I mean, like a fiery preacher. But still, the heart of the band really came from Jay Giles. His guitar playing was the calm, I think you could say, amid the chaos of his more flamboyant bandmates. He described his style to station WGBH in Boston in 2013.
I don't care if I ever took another solo. You know, everybody's into the guitar hero. I would prefer to just do this.
At the beginning of the 1980s, the Jay Giles Band combined those guitar chops with some new wave panache, and they scored huge hits doing so. The song Centerfold topped the charts. This one, Freeze Frame, got to number four.
But I mean, what band finds smashing success without some fighting within the group? Peter Wolf left to start his own career, and the band called it quits in 1985. Jay Giles recorded sparingly after that. He spent most of his time restoring sports cars.
Giles lived in the town of Groton, Massachusetts for more than 30 years. After a constant rock star life on the road, he relished a more quiet life. He told the Boston Globe in 2004, quote, "Everyone in town knows me. Nobody bugs me. I'm just a regular guy." Jay Giles, rock star turned regular guy, died yesterday at the age of 71. My blood runs